This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Department of Justice is alleging obstructive conduct by Donald Trump's legal team. Trump's filing opposing the Mar-a-Lago raid forced the Department of Justice's hands, say some, while his legal team responds to the DOJ in the dispute over the review of hundreds of seized records. DocuGate, when and where will it ever end? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging with us. This is what people are talking about. Somebody said it to me today. I usually make coffee, but I got up later and took the dog for a walk and stopped at my favorite convenience store, Wawa. And now that I live near one, and I was in line, and it is like a virtual water cooler. People just start talking, and I had the row of papers were in front of me, and somebody said something that, oh, it was a bunch of nonsense, and I said, what do you mean nonsense? And they said, it's so easy to look at one side of it and then flip it over and look at the other side of it, but where is the truth in all of it? And I thought, ah, yes, that is always the thing we are searching for. Where is the truth, and how will this be sorted out? It's always sorted out by lawyers who make the most money off of all of the problems that filter down through asinine communication. So in looking at this, in looking at now what's out there and what the DOJ is saying, they released a shot of what they found in Donald Trump's desk. They responded to the call for a special master to review the materials that were seized at his estate. And in their 36-page filing, they laid out in a lot of detail their efforts to obtain these classified records they say were allegedly improperly stored at Mar-a-Lago in the first place since the president's departure from the White House. They say it's obstructive conduct that they were met by Trump's representatives in their efforts to have them handed over constantly. And they used exhibits to support their argument, including a photo that was purporting to show an FBI photograph of documents recovered from a container in the former president's personal office with colored cover sheets showing classification markings, including top secret and CSI with one, or SCI rather, not CSI, SCI with one showing a marking that appears to refer to information obtained by confidential human sources. So they say that they issued a grand jury subpoena to Trump's attorneys on May 11th to get all the remaining classified documents, and they didn't get them. So this was obstruction, and that's why they went back. Trump's team asked for an extension, and they say they were initially denied that before offering an extension until June 7th, and that also started some of the problem. In their filing, the DOJ revealed that during their visit, Trump's lawyers allowed a visit to the storage room, but also prohibited the government personnel from looking through the boxes that remained in the storage room. So it's again, tit for tat, going back and forth over what was in the documents, what does it reveal about the president, about his lawyers, and will there be a special master, which is what the former president is pushing for. Now, because of all of this, there is pushback on announcing that he is in on the race for president in 2024. And then the bigger picture is the Department of Justice allegedly, supposedly, people close to the situation say there may be charges that could be filed because the Trump team tried to obstruct justice. We jump to Alaska. Democrat Mary Peltola defeated Sarah Palin in a special election for Alaska's House seat. She's going to be the first Native Alaskan native to represent the state in Congress. This was a special general election for the sole House seat. They were neck and neck, but she had enough to pull ahead. She had more than 50%. If you get 50% in the first choice votes, you win the race. And so she did. She ended up with 50%. Sarah Palin got close, but not close enough. So she will serve the remainder of a term, which ends in January. And then she's on the ballot again in November, along with Palin and another candidate to try and win a 2-full-year term. So that happened. It doesn't mean that, as I just said, Palin could run for it. She's just filling that gap in between and didn't win the special election. While all of this is happening, there were other things that were going on, like the water woes in Jackson, Mississippi. It is bad, people. I mean, imagine, do you want to bathe with any of that? No. You need drinking water. You need water for just about anything when you start to think about it. So lots of water is pouring in to Jackson, Mississippi in the form of bottled water. So people are getting and gathering as much bottled water as they can. But there are still a lot of problems with the water system. So while all that's being fixed, the polluted water, unfortunately, is around for the people in Jackson, Mississippi to just watch go away while they struggle to do what they can with the amounts of water that are being delivered and handed out to them. And that's got to be a very tough situation with the first week of school starting and dealing with the school thing and dealing with your at-home life. And like I said, close your eyes for a second and think of what you could do if you didn't have water. It would be really tough. Water, we need it for life. Water equals life. Russia finally has done it. They halted the gas through the major pipeline that they swore they were going to do, the flow of natural gas through this pipeline from Russia to Europe. They announced it in advance, and they said it's going to last at least 3 days. It's a Russian state-owned energy company, so it's Nord Stream 1. Nord Stream 1, they're cutting the supplies. Technical problems, they say, is part of the reason why. Russia began the reductions and started accounting for a bit more than a third of, which this Nord thing does, it counts for about a third of Germany's gas supplies, so it's reduced the flow of gas to there and also to other European countries because that have sided with the Ukraine in the war. And of course, natural gas is used to power industry, heat homes and offices, generate electricity, and it has been troublesome for the German government since Russia invaded Ukraine. Because there's going to be a high demand in the winter. What do they do then? Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Title of this book, Top of the Morning to You. The morning is where it all starts, right? It's a devotional series, Birth from the Heart of God. Michelle Stout, right? That is the name of her book. Wait till you hear her story. She's a successful businesswoman, and I love this. She's a bridge builder. I've only heard that a couple of times in my life, and I love that term. And she has a story to tell, and she really puts it out there for what you could, I think, absorb on a daily basis. Michelle, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. Looking forward to it.
So tell me, what was it that drove you to write this? What motivated you to write this book?
Well, that's a little bit of a story. I always am looking for a devotional in the morning because I like to start my day with some encouraging words. And I had just finished one that was electronic, and I didn't want to do another one. And I was searching, like many people today are searching, you know, to get good input. And it seemed like a small voice inside of me said, well, write one. And I'm going like, yeah, right. I'm going to write one, you know. And, you know, it was really strange. It was the beginning of the year in January, late January, getting ready to start February. February's National Heart Month. And I had studied on the heart of God some years before. And I went, you know, I could probably do something. And so I put together a short piece, and I send it out to a few friends who are going through some trying times health-wise. And it just started out one day, the beginning of February. I said, I'll do it until Valentine's Day. And little did I know is every day I had something new to share about the heart of God. And it was an encouraging word that I had for myself and the people that started following me. And lo and behold, I had enough for 2 weeks to Valentine's Day, and then it just kept going. And I had enough for the first year for about 45 days. And then I just set it down, and this continued every year for February, National Heart Month, until I had enough for about 6 months of devotionals. It was outstanding.
So you go and you do this, and when people crack it open, they could spend, what, 5-10 minutes on a page and then pick it up the next day, right?
That's correct.
And give us a sense of how you pieced this together. So in other words, there's the story, the lesson, et cetera, right?
Right. There's like a small, maybe a couple of sentences about what the encouraging thing is. And then most days there's a scripture that goes with it. And then a closing sentence that encourages them to seek God out or to do something for the day. So it's definitely something that will give people hope, that would give people encouragement and lift them up for the day. Because every day there's so much that comes against us that if we don't set our mind right, we can go through a lot of turmoil.
Yeah, and that's the idea, right? So that was what I was going to ask you. But what's the big takeaway for people who get your devotional?
Is to be able to be, I guess, positive, if you want to look at it that way, and to just start the day off beginning the journey that they have and accomplishing great things.
I like that. That's why the title is so great, I think, Top of the Morning to You. Will you do another one?
I'm looking at another book possibly, but I'm looking at more with women leaders. I found that there are so few books and encouraging things for women in the world today as far as leadership. And so I'm kind of looking at that right now. The latest thing that I came up with is today's another beautiful day, and you have unbelievable possibilities ahead of you as you press on and step out of your comfort zone into the realm of possibilities. Go ahead. You can do it.
I love it. You can do it. Top of the Morning to You. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Michelle Stout, right? Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. Loved it.
All right, in the couple of moments we have left here in this segment, a few things that are going on that are on the radar of so many of us, and I said it at the top of the first hour of the show, but, you know, we've got weather that we're waiting on as far as will we get the first named storm. We got through August without it. People in Florida are saying it's too quiet. There are other people on the East Coast worried about riptides. And then, in the meantime, you have this super typhoid Henry, the world's strongest typhoon for 2022, has entered the Philippine area of responsibility, they call it. Happened on Wednesday night. Rain, thunder, just really intensifying. And this is one of those super typhoons where it's expected to merge with this tropical depression in the next few hours. And you could see some incredibly flooded areas. I looked at the list of places and I thought, wow, this is like looking at Texas when they were flooded. The various neighborhoods of how bad it is. But just when you say, oh, super typhoon Henry. It's frightening to think of that, what that entails. What is a super typhoon? What does that mean if it hits you head on? It's the same thing in playing the waiting game with the weather and these tropical depressions. Do they turn into that or not? Coming in one direction that could come up the East Coast and really cause those riptides for the most part, but potentially go to Bermuda. And then the Gulf Coast, will the Gulf Coast get hit with another potential storm? It just happens that, you know, that four are brewing. It's a rare August with no tropical storms. I mean, how rare is it? You have to hear this stat. It's only happened 4 times since 1929. No tropical storms have formed this August. So it was supposed to be a super active hurricane season. That's what was forecast. And that knock on this microphone, we have not had that. But it's odd because it doesn't happen that much. There was not even one little tropical storm. But there may be some coming up to hit the United States soon, but hopefully not. Hopefully it veers off. It's just all about the what happens with the different models and what ingredients are in place when you look at the computer models and what the rising air looks like over the Atlantic basin. I mean, trust me, I've had to fill in over the years for some weather people, so I've dug into this a little bit, and it'd be wonderful to say we don't get it and we get some other things as a result, but we don't get hit head on, because we all know what that looks like. It's tornadoes, hurricanes. We know what it looks like when houses and neighborhoods get ripped to shreds with wind and two different types of storms. And certainly Florida has seen its share of that, as have other regions like Texas, too. You know, crazy. What is crazy as well is what's going on with sharks. We got through Shark Week, but there were attacks that people talked about. And now there's a video that's gone viral all over the place about a shark that got pretty close to a woman who was in the shallows. So, you know, ankle deep water, basically, at a beach in Naples, Florida. She was searching for seashells and sand dollars. And she looked up, and she put it all over TikTok and whatnot. She looked up and she saw very close to shore a decent sized shark where, geez, if she had waited a little bit further, she would have encountered that shark. You can even hear her on the video saying, "Damn, it's shallow." So, Bethany Morris, thanks for sharing. Just another reason for people to be concerned about what's happening with the sharks when you think, oh, well, they're out there. They're out in the deep. But when you see the fin coming and it's right there practically on the beach, well, that's a whole different story. Speaking of stories, we certainly have them. Stay with us.
Just beating, just you stop your screaming.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. The water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi is so bad, the state's governor says quality standards for the city's drinking water will have to take a back seat for now. Governor Tate Reeves, in a press conference Wednesday, said crews are doing round-the-clock emergency repairs at the damaged O.B. Curtis water treatment plant to get clean water running as soon as possible. But with many people still getting no water pressure at all, standards for what comes out of the tap will have to be flexible.
The state's experts are in command at O.B. Curtis, assessing the system's needs and fixing the problems they identify. I'm here to make sure they get what they need and that we go as quickly as we can.
Democrat Mary Peltola won the special election for Alaska's only U.S. House seat on Wednesday, besting a field that included Republican Sarah Palin, who was seeking a political comeback in the state where she was once governor. This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration Wednesday authorized updated COVID boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Both shots target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which make up virtually all new cases in the U.S. Pfizer's new booster is approved for anyone 12 years and older, and Moderna's to anyone 18 and up, both at least 2 months after the person's last COVID shot. And those new boosters are only for those who've already gotten their initial shots, says ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein. The Pentagon's annual report on sexual assaults involving military personnel shows that reports are up 13%, and that's believed to be tied to the end of COVID restrictions on bases. Reports of sexual assault in military went up 13% last year, a jump that could be explained in part by the easing of COVID restrictions. Statistics show the Army experienced the largest increase, up nearly 26%, since sexual assault is a notoriously underreported crime. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Next guest is a game changer. We talk about this all the time. What's happening with diseases? What's happening with cancer rates? What's happening in our lives that's making us sick? Now more than ever, Spencer Masterson is a master herbalist. He's written a book called Discover the Five Treasures. I love this title. Discover the Five Treasures for Better Health. A time to rejuvenate the body, mind, and spirit. Let the journey begin. His journey is so fascinating. And he dedicated this book to his mother, who I think really put him on this path without a doubt. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm all excited about this interview and all that. I love sharing what I learned, my knowledge, and some wisdom along my path, how I healed myself.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but you told me something so powerful right before we even went on the air. And I said it, there's diabetes is rampant. There's all kinds of disease. There's all kinds of problems. People are going to doctors, trying to get into doctors, trying to get a miracle pill. What's happening to us? What are the five diseases, the things that we deal with that could be remedied through food, in the first place?
Yeah, like I educate others that, you know, the four main conditions in America is heart disease and cancers. Type 2 diabetes is really rapid, and obesity and a few extra pounds. Those four main conditions is what's taking America down. Is called the sad American diet. Well, the sad American diet is too much meat. It's just pure fat. There's no fiber, so it's hard to digest meat. Especially processed meats, that's processed. And then dairy is like the worst of all. Dairy is, it causes mucus. It's just liquid meat is what it is. So it gets sticky because there's no fiber. It's like we need more fibrous foods to help our digestive system. It causes fatty liver and it causes clogged up colon. So that your digestive system from the liver to your colon has to be clean all the time for it to move out and to digest. So it's the dairy, the processed foods. Like in processed foods is processed sugars. Like people don't really like, the number one cause of the worst drug in America is actually processed sugars, because it's one molecule, we're getting a hold of this one molecule from crack cocaine. That's how addicting processed sugar is. People don't understand, like, oh, okay, it just has some sugar, I'm okay, all that. But no, as soon as that sugar enters your bloodstream, it goes to your brain, and it gets addicting like a drug, because it is a drug. That's how they designed it, this GMO sugar, to get people addicted, so you keep buying that food. It's just, they want you to buy the food, so they make the money, right? So I tell people, hey, substitute the processed sugars with, like, coconut sugar. You know, date sugar, coconut sugar is what I put in my protein, and it's not addicting because it's organic, and it's from a coconut tree. And it has enzymes. See, you got to have sugars. Everything's got to have enzymes to break up to help digest.
So you talk about the five, I mean, and that's powerful right there, and that wraps into your book and the five treasures. Tell us the five treasures, and of course, get the book, and then you can, he expands on all of this, Spencer does in the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's easy. It's a song. Go on, get it. But tell us about, yeah, it's an easy read, too. Read this book. So tell us, give us a teaser, the five treasures.
Okay, what I discovered, you know, growing up, and Dr. Christopher, my mother taught me about whole foods, about herbs. It's all like Treasure One is like Chapter One. It's about whole foods, the benefits and the science behind whole foods, how it's nutrition versus processed foods. That's Treasure One. And Treasure Two is about herbal medicine, how herbs is our medicine and our nutrition to heal the body, to get it back in balance again. So I go over in Treasure 2 about herbs, how it is medicine, how it can get your body into balance again with nutrition. Because herb has all your, for example, 100 constituents, which is components of nutrients, phytonutrients, to heal the body. We need the minerals. Everybody gets protein, everything, meat, dairy, plant foods. It's overdone with protein, because the meat and dairy says you need protein. You need protein to sell their protein products, but you only need very little protein. What you need is actually minerals, the phytonutrients, to keep your body ticking and running and operating and keep your immune system strong. Like, for example, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, calcium, magnesium, all those minerals our body needs to keep our immune system strong, to keep our body healthy and regenerating our cells and keep them going. And so that's what herbs do. And so that's chapter two. Is like chapter three is about exercising. We got to have some kind of exercise program. In my book, I talk about my father is very athletic in high school. He was a football quarterback. He played basketball. He could throw, he could shoot three-pointers. They didn't have three-pointers back then, but I saw him. He could do half court. He was just really good with his hands. He could move around. He could pass really fancy-like. And he played baseball. So he learned three sports in high school. He was like one of the top athletes in high school. My mom was like on the cheerleading team, so they met in high school, so they fell in love, and they ended up getting married, so that's how they connected. So I was pretty fortunate. Athletic father, a beautiful mother, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Norwegian. She's from Norwegian, her ancestors. And my dad was dark hair. That's where I get my dark hair and dark skin. His mother was part Cherokee Indian. He's from Oklahoma. And so he had these broad shoulders, nice chest, big hands. So I'm kind of like in between my mother and my father, so I'm pretty blessed. So anyhow, some kind of exercise program. So growing up, we used to go, all of us as a family, we used to go to the local gym. There's only one gym in Mesa back in the 60s. So we'd go to the gym and work out together. And So we started lifting weights, started, you know, cycling on the bike. We would run, exercise, walk, stuff like that. My mother, in my book, actually, I talk about rebounding in my book, about the science of rebounding, how it helps the lymph nodes, to move the lymph nodes to exercise. And that actually helps the muscle tissue to tighten up. So that's one of the safest way to work out. So now I just do mostly rebounding, like first thing in the morning, I rebound for about 10, 15 minutes. And that gets my lymph nodes going, it gets circulation going. It's like, wow, I just kind of wake up. First thing in the morning, I get up about 6 o'clock, I hit the rebounder, start moving up and down, get everything moving, circulating. I go, wow, this is the easiest thing, because, like I say, my mother had a rebounder. Back in the 60s, 70s, I remember, we used to jump on that thing. She says, yeah, this is the best exercise there is. So I put that in my book, too, part of the exercise program in the Treasure 3 chapter on exercise. So I have photos of lifting weights. I have photos of rebounding and the science behind, you know, weightlifting and rebounding. And so just tell people, choose your favorite exercise. Pick out one and try to do it like every day or every other day and get moving, get things moving.
And then tell us 4 and 5.
Okay, so 4, Treasure 4 is about water therapy. This is so important about water. My mother had a distiller. She had a little distiller, did about a gallon at a time. She also, because there's 7 of us in the family, there's, you know, we had 5 of us, so 7 of us all together. So she had ordered 5 gallons of distilled water from a water company. And they drop off, and back then it was glass 5-gallon containers, glass, not plastic. And so we drank this water. My mom would get around and say, here's our moonshine water, drink it up. It's steam distilled. It's a vapor of water. It eliminates all the chemicals and hard minerals out of the water, and all you're getting is H2O water. People go, oh, you need the minerals in the water. I go, no. The book that I read about, The Choice is Clear, about scientists, they say it doesn't touch a vegetable mineral, only hard, heavy minerals that'll leach out. See, that's what leaches out is the hard, inorganic minerals, but not the organic minerals. See, that's in my book to educate people about distilled water, how it works in the body. And actually helps the pH become more alkaline, like 7.0. It's neutral 7.0 when you drink distilled water. So it helps alkalize, it hydrates those cells, because the cells are actually 90% water. Our brain's 80%, our whole body's like 70%, just like the earth. And the oceans is 70% water and 30% land, right? So our bodies are kind of those with Mother Earth. So we need a lot of water every day. So I tell people at least drink about a 1/2 gallon to 3/4 of water every day, at least pure water.
It's just an all-around great book. There's no question about it. Spencer Masterson, thank you so much. What a treasure this is. Discover the 5 treasures for better health, a time to rejuvenate the body, mind, spirit. Let the journey begin. Oh, I hope so many people get on this journey. It's so, so important. Thank you for coming on.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for having me on. It's a joy to share this with you. And I tell everybody, let's go plant strong and heal yourself. Heal the world one person at a time, and be responsible.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, Kate Delaney. JohnMulaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Serbia now for a conversation with Mark Relic. He's written several books, including The Woods, and I am a sucker for a good story, and he tells a good story. Mark, you do tell a good story, so tell us about The Woods. What is The Woods about?
Well, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being so kind. Woods is really about a person, an artist, a writer, really. You know, if one thing he knows how to do, he knows how to write in his own right. So, you know, he finds himself in a crossroads to really realize and discover what is next for him to do. You know, another good idea, another novel, whatever. Yeah, and for some reason he cannot do that because he feels blocked. He feels out of focus. And then, you know, finally he decides to act on that, but he doesn't really know how to do that. So he starts with something, you know. He starts walking the street, and he meets his friend, and they go out, you know, just to catch up, really. You know, and by chance, he finds this piece of art that determines his way. That piece of art basically leads him to the place how the novel is called. Now, the reason why I'm using this language is because I cannot really divulge much. You have to read it, right? So what I can tell you is that a very funny and trippy and tricky things happen when he goes there because, you know, because no one really can tell what that is. And as you making steps with him, so to speak, you are, you know, the whole thing, it's disclosing itself, and the whole thing becomes kind of a tricky, more tricky, because you don't even really know what the reality is and what the imagination is, what is, you know, I mean, it's just you get this really, really odd taste in your mouth. Not necessarily bad.
I like that. Funny and tricky. And you're right. You can't tell everybody what the story's about, but we wanted to give a little taste to keep on that same theme of the woods. So you can get the book, of course, on Amazon or wherever great books are sold.
Well,
was it fun for you to write it?
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, being fun is just a part of it. You know, considering I was writing it in a times when my life was pretty much what the woods is, I have to tell you, I have to say. So, you know, I mean, the only thing I can tell for the audience to give them more, really, is that the protagonist meets someone in that woods. I can't divulge who that is, but stick around. So he meets someone and nothing after that conversation and nothing after that meeting is the same afterwards. Quite literally nothing. And I would just like to get back to the thing you said about Amazon. Actually, a book can be found on Kobo. That's Kobo. That's a different platform. Just a small point. And for everyone who is interested, Kobo is the place. It used to be Amazon, but then it's not anymore. So Kobo is the new thing for that. And anyway, ultimately, Woods tells a story about our own identity, who we are, who we think we are, who we wish to be, and how do we fit in this world? Like, again, because, you know, I think that identity, the whole phenomenon about our identity is something that we take most of the times take very easily for granted. And I think we have to learn more about that because that's, you know, that's who we are. And if we are focused on that, I think we can be a better people, ultimately. I honestly believe that because that's my experience. But anyway, yeah, that's something that the novel Woods is hot about. And so dive into Woods. And, you know, if you survive, I'll wait for you at the end to tell me how that was.
I like that. And go to Kobo, as you said, so they know to do that. And what do you hope people take away from reading The Woods?
You know what? Like I said, you know, I hope they will take away some kind of a message or, you know, I hope they will be surprised the way I was when I was writing it. Because, you know, the funny thing about Woods is while I was writing it, I tried to put myself in the shoes of the reader. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
So, it does make sense,
Yeah. So, you know, what if I read this? Like, what if I, you know, I write something and if I read it, if it doesn't convince me, if I don't believe it, then forget about it. So, you know, I'm looking to be persuasive. I'm looking to be believable first and foremost. So yeah, hopefully that will be the message to turn on the page to want some more because who knows, Woods can very, very well get the sequel.
All right, there you go. That could be the next thing that's up for sure. And of course, you have all your other books, Marcus, Dream Sensation,
right.
Monster 2 as well. Did you ever dream that you would be a writer like this?
Absolutely not. No. Well, you know what? That's a funny thing you should say that because when I was a kid, when I was young, I couldn't imagine myself being with a book. No way. And then, because my mom is an artist as well. She's an actress. She's a puppeteer. And she took me to the theater when I was two. And quite literally, that changed my life as I persevered with that. So later, you know, I got introduced by books, you know, and I just simply started reading without even realizing it. And that language, that literal language quite literally changed everything. So once when I felt that, I felt a revolution inside. I felt totally revolutionary. And then that's pretty much how it started evolving. And it still does. Yeah.
Wow. Terrific place to end this. thank you so much, Mark Relic.
Thank you.
I hope people go and pick up all your books. And once again, I can't wait to see what happens in the future too as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And with just a handful of minutes left in this show, will we get through August without a named storm? You know, if we do, it's the first time that will have happened since 1960, believe it or not, without a single named storm. But right now, Danielle, Earl, and Fiona
are up to bat. They may come alive, disrupting our Labor Day weekend. And here's the thing, they're in different areas, different possibilities, but it is bubbling up in what they call the Atlantic Basin. So that means the Atlantic Ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. Does that nail it down for all of you? So what the weather forecasters are saying, and I've been really keeping tabs on this, the three systems could develop into storms by what would be Wednesday. That would be the final day of the month. Then we would know whether it would hit the mainland of the U.S. or not. The one that would most likely affect the holiday weekend is this tropical wave in the far northwestern Caribbean. From what I understand, it's just south of Cuba right now, east of the Yucatan Peninsula. What some of the meteorologists are saying, but it's again still too early to tell, it could form into a tropical depression or something bigger. It depends on the direction, which it always is that, whether it heads west toward Mexico or if it goes north toward the Gulf and more of the southern part of the U.S. So all I can tell you right now is if you're in any area where this could possibly happen, we're going to monitor it. You're going to monitor it. We're going to keep an eye on it, obviously. So there is that possibility that we could get caught up in something. And since I'm here in the great state of Florida, this is what people are talking about. They're knocking on wood, they're knocking on banyan trees and saying, oh, it's been so quiet. It's been so, so quiet. People can't help themselves because naturally, living through many storms, they think about that this is so unusual. Remember, the forecast, the AccuWeather forecast, called for 16 named storms this season, two above the average, but you know, five fewer than in 2021. You know, the prediction business is not an exact science, but often they're pretty close. You know, they, especially as they watch with the different models, as they watch the systems, but it has been a very quiet hurricane season since, I'm going to say it again, June. But you got warmer water temps and reduced Sahara dust. So parts of the Atlantic are becoming more conducive to that tropical development because that's the signs. That's when it usually spells trouble, and it means that it could develop into something. But it is all about that tracking. It is all about close calls and watching and seeing whether it dissipates or makes a turn or what model says what. So I got my fingers crossed. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.